think we've conceded 12 league goals this season, and probably 10 of them were avoidable. I know you can say most goals are avoidable, but they're basic defensive errors that we've got to get right, and we've got to start keeping clean sheets. The successful teams in our league keep a raft of clean sheets, and we've got to start getting that into our armoury.
Is it good to have a Tuesday game kind of straight away turn around to go out there and try and get out your system?
The players might not agree with that with the legs, but I think so. We're doing a lot of things right at the moment, and you know, sometimes you make decisions for the right reasons and they don't pay off, and you know, sometimes you make subs and it has an immediate impact and you get the reward. Other times they don't work for you. Other times you make changes and they don't work. The way the game panned out on Saturday, I possibly should have made changes quicker in the second half than what I did, and that's, you know, something I'm still learning at. Fashion of winning our next game, we go back to having 2 points per game win ratio, and that's the target that everyone should aim for.
Port Vale next. Are you surprised to see them down where they are and having already dispatched with a manager this season, having been in League One last season?
I am surprised where they are, yeah. I've already watched them this season first hand, so I know what they're about. I know how they play. Obviously, we've watched some videos of them as well. And you know, this league is much of a muchness. You know, everyone's capable of beating each other, everyone's capable of putting a run together, and everyone's got the dangerous components in the team. And it's something that, you know, we're going to have to be aware of. But we've got to try and focus on what we can do to them rather than what they're going to do to us. And we've got to get ourselves playing with the rhythm that when it clicks, we look really good. I don't think we've hit a game really where we've been at it for the full 90 minutes, and I'm dying to see that, because I think we could really give teams problems. On the flip side to that, we've got to start defending for 90 minutes, and Port Vale, you know, have got a bit of experience in there, and they'll pose their own problems. They'll be difficult to play against, and you know, they've got a crowd who are desperate for a win at home, so yeah, I think it'll be a good game.
What about the kind of atmosphere that you enjoy for an away game? It's a decent-sized stadium, decent crowd. They might be a bit uneasy, as you say. Is that something that can play to your advantage?
Well, it can and it can't, you know what I mean? The same should have been true against Chesterfield, but we laboured for big parts against Chesterfield. At times, when we got it right, we were scintillating, but you know, we've got to get it right more, and we've got to play in the opposition's half more, and we didn't on Saturday in the second half. The game just became a bit of a toss of a coin, and you know, we want to try and dictate the way the game's played. Now, we know that's difficult when you go into big teams like Port Vale, you know, a big crowd, and you know, there's big expectations on them as well, but we have to play the way we know we can play.
How's Caden Jackson doing?
He's had a couple of big bangs on his thigh and his glute, and the more impact injuries, they're not long-term injuries, but I know myself from playing, they're uncomfortable. As a striker, you don't want to not play, because you can't score if you're sitting in the stands. I thought he looked a big threat, and when he went off on Saturday, we lost that, because you know, Malik has been fantastic coming on a sub this season for us, but he just lost sight of what he was supposed to do, and consequently we didn't have a stranglehold on the game like we should have had.
Has it been a surprise, a pleasant surprise, how important Caden Jackson's become this quickly?
Not really, no. You know, we watched him in pre-season. I think everybody saw he had promise there. He wasn't scoring in pre-season. I don't think he scored a goal in pre-season. But we knew that the way he could stress the opposition, and I think you need that in this league. You know, you need to be able to stress them both ways. And we do play a lot of ball to feet. But if you're always going to feet, you become predictable and you become easy to play against. So having that added option is definitely helpful for us.